billionaire conservative activist David Koch died today at the age of 79. He, along with his brother Charles, are best known for putting millions of dollars into libertarian political causes. Many point to the Koch's influence at the center of the rise of the Tea Party and conservative Republican politics nationwide. Their investment also had a big impact here in Wisconsin. Our next guest is here to talk about David Koch and his influence in the political world. Eleanor Powell is the Booth Fowler Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Eleanor, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about David Koch and his brother Charles and the political causes they put their time, money, and effort into?
Sure. Well, David and his brother Charles collectively are some of the most influential actors in American history in many ways, certainly the most influential non-elected actors. They've contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to a variety of political causes, ranging from direct contributions to political candidates or helping to elect different lots of sort of libertarian-leaning candidates. But they also gave a lot of money to sort of policy advocacy groups. They've established an incredibly influential group, ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, that helps to disseminate conservative legislation across state legislatures around the country.
How can we start to evaluate the influence, the directions they've pulled American politics into?
Well, it's really incredibly wide-ranging from the congressional level to the state legislative level across a bunch of different policy issues. So everything ranging from trying to reduce regulation, trying to reduce taxes, particularly in terms of loosening environmental regulations, tightening voter ID laws, helping to weaken labor unions in Wisconsin in particular, among other places. So again, they've sort of tried to influence policy in a bunch of different directions across a bunch of different stages, both national and local.
One of the big stories in American politics over the last decade was the rise of the Tea Party back in 2008 to 2010-ish. How much did the Koch brothers and the groups they funded play into that?
They played a tremendous role. Officially, they weren't funding sort of, it wasn't any sort of one Tea Party group. The Tea Party was sort of a loose network of sort of affiliated groups. But their big donor group, the Americans for Prosperity-backed candidates for in Republican primaries that were strongly affiliated with the Tea Party. And so they were sort of part of the leading efforts to elect a whole generation of Republican candidates, including here in Wisconsin. Former Governor Walker was one of their sort of biggest beneficiaries.
Talking to Eleanor Powell from UW-Madison, looking at the influence of David and Charles Koch. David Koch passed away earlier today. Let's talk more about Wisconsin in particular. How much did David Koch, along with his brother Charles, leave a fingerprint on politics here in the state?
They really tried to influence policy in state legislatures around the country, but Wisconsin was one of their particular targets and one of their most successful targets. I mean, they backed Governor Walker. They helped him win his recall efforts. They even tried to support him in his presidential run in 2016, which they were unsuccessful on. But, they tried to sort of influence policy both in terms of who was elected in Wisconsin, but also what policies passed the state legislature, and they were largely successful.
Now, with Charles Koch, he seemed to play more of a behind-the-scenes role. David Koch did things like run for vice president on the Libertarian Party ticket. I think he and his running mate got about a million votes nationwide. What did you see about his slightly more out-there role in politics than just the funding side of things?
He was often the sort of more public face of their efforts. Again, what you mentioned in 1980, he actually ran against Reagan on the Libertarian ticket. As you said, he won about a million tickets for his VP race that year. But he, in addition to his political advocacy, he also was somewhat differentiated himself from his brother, but with a lot of philanthropy in terms of the arts. He was a big contributor to the ballet. He also was a huge donor to cancer research. He was also a big dinosaur enthusiast and gave hundreds of millions of dollars to natural history museums in both New York and D.C.
his politics usually lined up with the Republican Party, but there were conflicts, including more recently over issues like immigration. The Koch brothers taking a more libertarian stance, open to immigration, versus the movement that ultimately brought Donald Trump into the presidency. What do you make of those tensions?
Well, both David and Charles had strong disagreements with President Trump on a number of issues. They, backed a different candidate in 2016, and they've, had strong policy issues, differences, since President Trump was elected. David was also, again, consistent with his more libertarian views, pro-choice. He was pro-same-sex marriage. And so there are sort of notable policy differences. It's not clear that they were sort of thrilled of this more recent direction that the party has taken. And they've, made it clear that they weren't necessarily going to help with President Trump's reelection, although it's very clear they're planning to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in 2020 helping to elect Republican or libertarian-leaning Republicans that they support.
Some of the early analysis of the legacy of David Koch and the Koch brothers has focused on the issue of climate change. A lot of their efforts were involved in either denying the existence of climate change or opposing efforts to ameliorate it. How big an effect did they have when it came to how the U.S. deals with climate change issues?
Well, they were pretty effective in helping to either roll back climate change legislation or environmental protections that had passed, and certainly putting the brakes on, enacting any new legislation in those areas. They made it very clear that they wouldn't support Republican candidates that adopted those positions, and that is now the sort of orthodoxy in the Republican Party.
How do you stack the Koch brothers up against other famous or maybe less well-known big-time donors in American politics?
Well, the scope and scale of their donations are really just on a completely different playing field from even some of the most active donors on either the left or the right. They, together, not just the two of them themselves, but they've created a sort of larger donor network of like-minded contributors, and they have these semi-annual summits that bring these donors together, get everybody on the same page. And one of the things that they've been most effective at doing is sort of translating the money that they spend into influence. There are lots of big-time donors that try to do this, that have these aspirations, but are much less effective. They're not good at targeting their campaign contributions or targeting sort of how they get things done. The Koch brothers, with a handful of exceptions where causes didn't pan out, have generally been much more effective.
Some people have pointed toward more local levels, city levels, for example, where the Koch brothers helped oppose things like public transportation. So they weren't just focusing on federal, even the state levels, but also local government sometimes.
No, and this is one of the reasons why they've been most effective, is they sort of managed to channel their influence. They realized that their dollars would get them a lot further at the sort of local level or the state level than they would at the presidential level. And, they've been sort of much less successful at electing their preferred presidential candidates. And, we've even talked about sort of bowing out of presidential elections going forward and choosing to channel their influence much more locally.
Some people have tried to untangle, okay, how much of this is David and Charles Koch have this firmly held libertarian ideology versus how much are they doing things like opposing regulation to help their own business interests? Is it possible to sort that out? Does it matter ultimately?
It's not clear that it matters, and it is extremely difficult to sort out. The Coke industries, have their hands in a bunch of different pies. They're big into sort of oil and natural gas refining, chemical refining, but they also have lots of other smaller companies, Dixie Cups and Brawny Paper Towels, and you name it, the Coke industries probably have some relationship to it. It's certainly true that their opposition to environmental regulation was almost certainly in their, personal financial or corporate self-interest. And so disentangling the sort of cause and effect there of what motivated those policies is difficult to sort out. And I certainly wouldn't want to speculate on their motives, but there certainly was no conflict there.
Now, sometimes a business owner, if they're attached to, say, a retail brand, an easily boycottable retail brand, might be a little more shy about being so upfront in politics. Why didn't this hold a company like Koch Industries and the Koch brothers back?
Well, it is interesting. I mean, they have been slightly more concerned about their corporate reputation in the last few years. They've undertaken advertising campaigns trying to improve the reputation of their activities. I mean, technically, a lot of their political activities and their contributions are actually funneled through various nonprofit organizations that don't actually have to disclose their donors. So there's been a lot of work by investigative journalists, by political scientists and others to actually try to piece together what the total political influence is. They typically contribute in ways that are, you know, fly under the radar, but because they've just, the scope and scale of their donations has been so massive, they've actually garnered a lot of attention and subsequent investigation.
Eleanor, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Eleanor Powell, the Booth Fowler Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She joined us today to talk about the death of conservative billionaire political activist David Koch and the impact he and his brother Charles have had on American politics.